Hi everyone, in the fascinating world of Mandarin Chinese, the nuances of temporal markers are crucial for language learners. Two such markers, xian and hou, play a pivotal role in conveying time sequence and relationships. Today we will dive into the subtle yet insignificant differences between these terms, offering insights into their usage and implications in Mandarin. Xian, often translated as first or earlier, is a temporal marker used to indicate precedence in time. It is used to specify that an action or event occurs before another in a sequence. For example, 我先去商店然后回家。我先去商店然后回家。我先去商店然后回家。It means I will go to the store first and then come home. 请你先写作业再看电视。请你先写作业再看电视。请你先写作业再看电视。It means please do your homework first before watching TV. In this sentence, xian marks the action that should happen before another. It is a dilative for sequence, emphasizing the order of occurrences. Hou means after or later, indicates that an action or event takes place following another in time. This marker is important for expressing sequences that focus on what happens subsequently. For example, 吃饭后我们去散步。吃饭后我们去散步。吃饭后我们去散步。It means after eating, we will go for a walk. 会议结束后请留下来讨论。会议结束后请留下来讨论。会议结束后请留下来讨论。It means after the meeting ends, please stay to discuss. 后 indicates the subsequent action and event, emphasize the sequence later part. 先 and 后 are more than just simple temporal markers in Chinese. They hold the secrets to deciphering a more profound comprehension of priority and sequence in communication. Do you want to learn more Chinese? We are now offering a free Chinese trial class. Sign up for a free trial class by going to our website, lcchineseschool.com, lcchineseschool.com, lcchineseschool.com.